Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, call us on 045-714-0550. It's our mobile number, and we do have dramas going on with the phones at the moment, so let's try that a mobile number. Once again, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, ours. Welcome, Black. To National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong. We're going to jump straight in and have a talk to Uncle Terry Donovan, OAM. Uncle Terry has been recognised for his service to the community, particularly Indigenous Health, in this year's January 26 honours. On the line, Uncle Terry, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and good morning to you.
And thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Uncle, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay. As I said, Terry Donovan's my name. I'm a Birrapai Kumbangi man from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, between Taree, Port Macquarie, Kempsey and Coffs Harbour.
Oh, beautiful. Good footprint. And look, congratulations, OAM, recognised this year service to the community and particularly Indigenous Health. And this year's January 26 honour. So congratulations, we say. How deadly are you, Uncle?
Well, thank you for that. Oh, look, I'm proud of the achievement. You know, it's my community and my work colleagues that have nominated me for this for this award, and I certainly appreciate being recognised for the work we do. It's not just me; it's the team at Neuroscience New South Wales, where our job is to make a difference in Aboriginal communities in the health field.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us your journey. How long have you been in health, Uncle?
I've been in health for quite a few years, but with Neuro, I've been with Neuro for 7 or 8 years now.
Okay, yes.
And I started as a researcher, I suppose, under the Koori Growing Old Well Study.
Yes.
And it's about our team, black and white, going out into our communities and interviewing Aboriginal people, especially elder people, about dementia. Yeah. But before we had to do that, we had to have a lot of training, cultural training, in fact, with our white colleagues.
Yes.
And also our young Aboriginal colleagues had to have that type of cultural training as well.
Mm.
Because, as you know, Aboriginal people are probably the worst people to be researched, especially in Australia.
Exactly.
We've been researched and researched and researched. And Aboriginal people have got sick and tired of that. Yeah. You know, people going out into the communities and want information about their communities, not just the communities, about their culture as well. Our people have got sick of that.
Yeah.
So they locked down. And
this is a safer space, isn't it? And this is more more connected when we're talking, especially when we're talking black on black with our mob, talking with our mob, eh?
Yeah, it is. So, we had to find ways, and the best way to do that is to be culturally competent and knowing about about Aboriginal people and their background, especially the background of the history of our nation. And to understand that history, and that would give our younger researchers an idea of what Aboriginal people have gone through and the reasons why they suffer health problems like dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all these other things, diabetes, because of they suffered all that trauma early in their lives. And, you know, I'm talking about, I'm probably a young Aboriginal people from the past. I was born in the 40s, but I still remember a lot of our elders back then suffering from all these types of things. Become an adult, I wanted to make a change for Aboriginal people, and not just in health. In health is important, especially holistic health, because that's what it is with our community.
But having that yarn, I'd just say, Uncle Terry, that in itself is the medicine, isn't it? Yarn with mob.
It's that connection.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, being connected to yourself and giving you that confidence and being connected to your community and your mob. That's very important.
Well, I feel your passion, Uncle, while we're talking about this subject, and the subject is about you. So tirelessly, you've worked in this space and helping our mob and with Indigenous Health, and there you've been appointed OAM, Order of Australia Medal, and look so deadly. So what about our children and other half? Tell us that story, Uncle.
My wife, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Big shout out, Leanne. Yes.
We've both been married twice, and we had kids on both sides, so
okay.
We're a blended family.
Yes.
And and all going well with the families and the kids themselves. They've all made good strides within the workplace. They've made names for themselves.
Yeah.
In
good leadership from yourself and Leanne, Uncle. Hats off.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, you're also a lecturer at TAFE, caseworker, Housing Corporation Coordinator, Leader, Labourer, an outreach worker with North Coast Primary Health Network. So a deadly resume there, Uncle.
Well, I've done a fair bit of work, but mostly I've always come back to working with Aboriginal people, working in that field.
Yeah.
Always came back to that, and that's where I've been for the past 20 odd years or even more, in working in the Aboriginal field and doing what I could and my best.
Well, you're doing your best. I mean, just to be nominated and then receive an Order of Australia Medal, OAM, I mean, that just shows the work that you're doing is fantastic. And well deserved and well recognised, Uncle.
Yeah, look, the good thing about that is being recognised by your peers and by your communities. Mm. If the community sees what you're doing, then our younger kids and our younger community must see what people like myself and other workers out there who works in Aboriginal health in health services, hopefully our kids look at people like us to say, look, I want to do that. I want to become involved in all of that, make a better life for myself.
Well, the fact that you started in this area, I mean, you didn't start in this area to receive an OAM. You just did the job and did it with passion and did it for your people and did it for your mob. And here you are being recognised and being, achieving an OAM position. So, too deadly. And thank you very much for your yarn, Uncle, and all the best to you, Leanne, and your family and your working mob, your colleagues there, white and black, team effort. Yeah. And thank you for the yarn, Uncle.
Exactly. Thank you very much. No problem.
You take care. All the best and Happy New Year 2024.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there with Uncle Terence Donovan. We all know him as Uncle Terry, and recipient of Order of Australia Medal. So fantastic. And look, just doing his job and passionate about doing his job, working in health, working with his mob. And after 20-odd years, picked up an OAM. How deadly is that? Have you saying Yan Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Like I said, we've got phone problems here at the moment. So using a mobile, if you can add to the conversation, mobile 045 714 0550. Number again, 045 714 0550. With the Bally One, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black.